The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
My name is Chase, and I am your host for today's episode where we lift the veil on audio life. Now, we have a really exciting guest today, but before we jump into that, I want to give you a little bit of background about myself. I am a sales audiology manager here at Phonak headquarters in Switzerland, and I have been with the company for almost 5 years, and part of my job has been working with the Audeo Paradise Life team. Now, I'm super excited about today's episode because it is something that's pretty near and dear to my heart, because Audeo Paradise Life is the world's first waterproof, rechargeable hearing aid. It combines the hearing performance and made-for-all connectivity that we know and love that's in Audeo Paradise, and takes it to the next level with a robust new housing that gives us additional protection from moisture and debris. Now, I know it sounds too good to be true, right? I know at Phonak, we are constantly looking for ways to innovate our products and our services, really give those wow moments that you've come to expect from Phonak technology. Now, looking at our hearing aids as they've been in the past, oftentimes they have an IP rating, especially for the BTE and RIC hearing aids, they have an IP rating of 6.8. Now, those two digits refer to the level of damage they are susceptible to from water and debris. So the 6 represents protection from dust, which a 6 is the highest value you can get in terms of protection. And the 8 represents protection from water, 8 being basically the highest rating you can get for a hearing aid. Now, of course, when you look at what that test consists of, it's really just the hearing aid sitting in a dust chamber for 8 hours and still functioning afterwards, or sitting at about 1 meter deep of water for 60 minutes and still functioning afterwards. Now, I don't know about you, but the last time that I was in a pool, I did not sit at a depth of 1 meter for 1 hour. So may or may not be as indicative of real-world performance as we would like. So with Audeo Life, we really wanted to go the extra mile. We wanted to go the extra mile by developing a battery of tests that mimic real world performance of the hearing aids, but also we wanted to include the hearing aids in a real-world study to really see how they handle people who are active, sweating, bathing, everything. How would the hearing aids handle the real world? So to join me today to discuss exactly how that study went, we have Anne Miller, a research audiologist at the Phonak Audiology Research Center in Aurora, Illinois. Anne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Chase. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm super excited to tell you about the Audeo Life study and what we found.
Awesome. We're excited to have you. So can you give our listeners a little bit of detail on the study setup? How many people participated? How did they qualify?
Absolutely, Chase. So for this particular study, we were looking for 20 individuals that were self-proclaimed to be active individuals, which we then screened later, that were willing to wear our RIC devices for at least 90 days. And they needed to be willing to come to the clinic 3 times during that 90-day time period in order for us to test the device. These individuals all had to be adults, and they had to have hearing loss that would make them compatible with the Audeo Life device. So that would mean anywhere from a mild to a severe hearing loss so that we could fit them with a standard, a moderate, or even a power receiver on the devices. The most important thing was their activity, that they would be willing to test these devices in a wide variety of situations where typically maybe they would even take out their personal hearing instruments.
All right. So it sounds like we chose people that would really put Audeo Life through the ringer.
Absolutely. So some of these participants may have even had problems in the past where they had moisture damage or have had a need for hearing instrument repairs due to moisture.
In other words, the perfect candidates for Audeo Life. So what did all of these participants do with the hearing aids?
So with the hearing instruments, and just to give a little bit of background, the study took place over the summer in the Chicagoland area. So a nice hot time. We have high humidity here in Chicago. And we asked these participants to wear the devices all day unless they were sleeping, where the hearing instruments would be charging, or of course, if they ran into any situation where they felt like, you know, they wanted to take it out for a break or whatnot. But in general, these participants wore the devices for their whole entire daily routine in the summer, which included walking their dogs. We had a participant that walked 5 miles a day. We have another participant who was eagerly trying to work up to 15,000 steps on their step counter a day outside on a nature path. And we even had subjects that were bicycle riders, and we even had two study participants that were actively training for marathons at the time. And I said, yes, I do want you to wear the devices during all of your runs.
Wow. So it sounds like the participants had plenty of flexibility in terms of how they could test the hearing aids then.
Absolutely. I would say the most extreme participants were the ones that were training for marathons. We also had one that had a lake house in another state who went there each weekend, and very active in boating and swimming in the lake. So I feel like that was an extreme environment as well. And we had participants that had indoor therapy pool sessions and outdoor pool sessions with their friends or neighbors as well.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And the hearing aids held their ground. What reactions did they get?
The hearing aids did hold their ground. The participants, they did their job really well. They put the hearing instruments through their paces. They wore them all day. They ran. In fact, one of our participants completed the marathon during the study itself, and the report back was that it was wonderful. Music never sounded so good. So I was thrilled that, if anything, you know, with other hearing instruments, I would be nervous that, you know, maybe mile 20 or something, what if too much moisture got in the mics and all of a sudden things sounded crackly? But nope, he said the hearing instruments lasted not only through that, but throughout the rest of the day and then some. So they said they, you know, the hearing aids took that beating and kept on going.
That's fantastic. What more could we ask for?
Right.
So I do have to ask, were there any problems found in the study?
Chase, I'm glad you asked. I know that as a researcher, we not only give the good news, but also, unfortunately, sometimes there might be some bad news as well. In this study, there were really only two minor problems that were remedied with time or coming into the office. So we had one participant that heard some crackling noise, and that ended up being moisture in the ear canal that they were then hearing. So once we took out the device, dried the ear canal, everything was fine. The other participant just waiting. They also were hearing noise from the device. This was not a continual issue. It was after one incident, they heard noise and crackling, and with time, that resolved itself. So by the time they even came into the office and I could test the hearing instrument was testing fine. They no longer heard the noise, so we also assume it may have been some moisture that dried out on its own. The only issue that we couldn't remedy in the office, well, I did have one participant who dove into their lake, and I told him to do it. I said, wear the devices, use them and abuse them, bring them to your lake house, swim with them in. And I knew that the dome was a little loose. And honestly, if I were in clinic, I don't know if I would have told this participant to do the same thing. But because they were in our study, I said, go ahead, let's see what happens. Unfortunately, this participant did lose a device. So he dove into the lake with two devices on, came up with one device and couldn't find the other one. So we're thankful that it happened during a study and not with a client's own personal device. But that is something that was a nice learning moment for us, just to make sure, just like in normal clinic situations, you might need a custom dome, I'm sorry, a custom mold if the domes don't fit perfectly for them.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. You can make the most waterproof hearing aid in the world, and yet if it's sitting at the bottom of a lake, it's not doing them any favors.
Right, right, absolutely.
Awesome, but I am glad to hear that the problems were essentially minor and were able to kind of resolve on their own and didn't require sending in any hearing aids for repair, because I know that nobody enjoys having to do that or to tell a patient they have to come back in a week to pick up their hearing aids.
Right, right, absolutely.
Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners before we wrap up, Anne?
Just a couple quick things. I did want to say that the electroacoustic evaluation after the 90 days was over was extremely impressive. The devices really held their own for all of these very active participants. So we were thrilled with those results. In addition, sometimes the results on paper aren't even as glorious is sometimes what people tell you about their experience in the study. And I just loved one participant is super social, and she is part of a neighborhood that has a pool, and every Tuesday and Thursday they'd go swimming at a certain time, and she's on a pool noodle. She loved the fact that she could gossip with the girls and she didn't have to take out her hearing aids, which made her say, "Pardon me, what was that?" and miss things. So she was wearing her hearing aids. All of her girlfriends were excited for her. But she fell off her pool noodle one day, and they all said, "Oh no, your hearing aids." And she said, "You guys, I can wear my hearing aids in the water with these." So she just loved that. And then we had another participant who was having physical therapy in an indoor pool due to a hip issue. And she didn't realize how hard it was to communicate with a therapist prior to the study when she would have to take out her hearing aids. But she just loved the fact that with the hearing aids in, she didn't feel like the therapist had to shout and everybody in the area could hear, you know, what was supposed to be more or less a private therapy session. So I think in that sense, I just love the fact that her lifestyle was much improved due to the devices. So I think those are probably some of the best highlights from it.
That's awesome. I love the first story you told. Those are some good friends looking out for your hearing aids.
Exactly. I hope we all have friends like that.
Yes, please. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Anne. It's been a real pleasure talking to you and hearing the results of the study.
Thank you for having me, Chase.
And of course, I'd like to thank our listeners today for joining us and learning more as we lifted the veil on Audeo Life. To learn more about Audeo Paradise Life, visit phonakpro.com. Thanks for listening.
The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.